What's happening, everybody? Welcome on into the Put It in the Book Show, spring training episode number 3 of 2024. Oh, this was a thought provoking.
I don't know. It makes me want to do that. That music.
Oh, I'll put it on again.
Somebody's gonna, unravel the.
I've been holding that music for 10 months, waiting for it. I got that for Keith's return.
Of course,
I've been
holding that
for Keith's return, and I've been holding it, waiting for 10 months to play that.
Holding it for 10 months.
Why does hair on Lindor on your shirt, Frosty, look like brains?
Brain? Oh, no. Don't wish that on.
No, it's a bad shirt. That's a terrible shirt.
You're a bad shirt.
It looks like his brains are...
Are we fighting this week?
Wow.
All right. That was quick. all right. So what's going on, everybody? Again, welcome on in. I am Steve. Let's do the intros here. Everybody has spoken so far, but we got Keith. Right on over here. What's going on, sir?
Pete to Chicago. Let's go, baby.
Ever the optimist.
Wow.
Oh, I'm centerfold now. So I think, Pete's going to go to Chicago. I think the Mets are going to trade him. We're going to get some really good prospects.
That's enough.
We're going to get the rights to Javi Baez. That's what we're going to get. All right. Rodriguez.
What's up? What's
looking up? Looking as distinguished as ever. How are you, sir?
Yeah, dude, I have no choice of the gray hair. That's the only that's helping me here. At least I still have a little bit left.
Rodriguez.
Anyway, welcome to the Mets. What was that?
You're coming to us from Japan with your Japanese panel walls on.
Yes. A little sushi on the side.
I know. I was thinking of doing some going back and doing some painting and putting some Mets stuff on those little things. That'd be kind of fun.
Is that in honor of Fujinami? He's pitching tonight at some point. I don't know if he already
98 mile an hour average, dude.
Yeah. They're playing the Nationals in spring training night game up there.
We already have a reliever with a song.
We certainly do. We certainly do. What's that song?
Mets are freaking losing.
What's the score? 1-0?
1 freaking zip.
Unbelievable. Is the other team throwing a no-hitter?
Dang. No, Nimmo. Nimmo got to hit the first inning.
Oh, okay.
The first at bat. So.
That's our boy, Nimmo, baby.
That's our boy. All right, so we got the three of us out of the way. What's going on back there, Rodriguez? How's producer Joe hanging?
I don't know. He left.
Oh. Shit. All right.
I guess you run the show. You can run the show. He just left.
All right. Well, what are we talking about today, fellas? We got some updates on some injury news. Kodai Senga and a few others. We Squirrel. All these things. We'll get caught up on that. Timmy T, what's up? Our favorite Yankee fan has entered the chat. We'll talk through Francisco Lindor, the smile on the shirt. We'll talk about what kind of path
he loves that shirt, doesn't he?
He does love the shirt. It's,
he's wearing his brains outside of his head. It's weird.
It's the style. It's the way it is. What else are we gonna talk about? We're gonna talk about Lindor, and we'll talk about some of the potentials for the last two spots in the bullpen. We talked about the bullpen last week, and we looked through it and looked like a strength. And now the potential to add another one or two arms to that pen in the coming days. That's what we'll talk about right on the other side of this wonderfully produced opening video.
Ooh. Put it in the box!
All right. So welcome on back in here, gents and ladies out there watching. So obviously
it's only your mother. We know it's your mother. So stop.
We've had some ladies here in the chat. Before we get started, before we get started, what's your really quick take on this whole Mike Tyson thing that we got going on? You heard about that fight?
Dude, I can't wait for him.
57 years old versus 27 years old. Okay.
Oh, come on. It's a kind of elder. It's a little bit of elder abuse, don't you guys think? I mean, the guy's almost 60. And he's going to fight a 27-year-old
kid. You see the video that he put out today? Nowhere near Tyson or those fists. I don't care how old he is.
Which is that, the one with him practicing and punching? That's been out for a couple of days. I think.
I didn't see it. Okay.
Is it a new one or the old one before
Joe? Oh,
there might be another one. But either way, Tyson is somebody that would kick my ass to know how at his age. Doesn't matter. But here's my thing. Jake Paul is... he's tough. He's a decent boxer. And he's tough and he's strong.
He hasn't gotten hit by a heavyweight like Mike Tyson. He's not hit like that.
Come
on, man.
We have good news in the chat. Isaac says Alvarez with a bomb. Mets up 2-0. 2-1. Sorry. God, there we go.
Thank you, young man. We appreciate that, Isaac.
I thought the season was over.
Kind of giving up already.
Here's my, and obviously this is a baseball podcast, so let's not spend too much time on this.
Oh my God. That's what I said. Real quick.
The Tyson that made Tyson the great boxer he was a amount of being ferocious and angry. I don't think he's that anymore. I think he's just a happy-go-lucky pothead. So I hope he just gets... I'm just saying. So I hope he gets angry in there. I'd like to see him kick Jake Paul's ass, you know.
Have you guys ever seen his show, Keith? Keith, if you saw his show, he talks about fighting and he talks about the state of mind he used to go into, it's him. It's what he turns. It's what he has to turn on when he starts fighting. If he can, like you said, you have a good point, actually. Yeah. If he can turn it on against this kid, man, and I believe he will because he's from Brooklyn and he's hood and he's gonna want to fight. He's not gonna let this kid. I'm sorry to say this, guys, but he's not gonna let this white boy beat him up. Let's just be real. He's gonna hurt him.
No apologies needed because that's exactly what I thought when I was reading the article. I want him to be like, you mother white boy. I want him to go in there and kick this guy's ass because I love Tyson. I grew up with Tyson. He was an icon as a kid. And even when he went through his troubles, I still loved Tyson. Then he was in The Hangover, so I loved him even more. Tyson was an icon of my era, and I love him to death. I want him to kick Jake Paul's ass, but I just hope he's able to turn that on.
I think he can. I really do. I believe in my heart, knowing him and watching him for all these years, because like you said, you grew up with him. I watching him, I grew up like he's a little bit younger than me. He's like a year younger than me, so not a big deal. I think that he wouldn't take this fight unless he was gonna try to really fight. This is not an exhibition fight.
Roy Jones, and then
it got a little heated real quick. Remember that for a few minutes.
In the end, it did.
A little bit of that fight. It got a little bit like, hey, we're gonna fight. So
you start reading these articles. For me, anyway, I don't know if everybody's the same way. I start like
having, started something for
envisioning it in my head a little bit,
In your head a little bit.
I start envisioning like when I hear he's gonna fight Jake Paul, I start seeing it in my head a little bit.
I see what you're saying.
And that's exactly what I was seeing was Jake Paul getting a really good shot on him. And Tyson just go as long as Tyson is still on his feet, him losing his cool and beating the hell out of Jake Paul. That's kind of how I see it. We'll see what happens.
Producer Joe probably knows who the favorite is, what the odds are right now. It's a degenerate. We know that. All right.
Cue the betting.
I tried.
You tried. See? That's what happened.
All right.
Bet.
A little betting action.
You can't ask me to look something up and then ask for a clip at the same time.
We asked you to look something up? What do we ask to look up?
I can't chew gum and walk. Jake Paul, 350 favorite.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a lot younger. Jake, he's strong, and he's really not a bad boxer. So I get that. But Tyson, turn on that killer instinct. Yeah, I think it's over for Jake.
I'm watching this fight with my heart. I'm believing in Tyson. I don't care. 30-year difference. I don't care. I think his heart is way more. And I respect this kid, Paul. But you know, I think his heart is better. Yeah, well, yeah. You started this.
Okay. Let's get to Mets talk. Is what for us.
All right. Let's start off here because it's the battle of spring training. Let's start with the bullpen. So from kind of what we're reading right now, it seems though Michael Tonklin will make the team. I said Tonklin, but it's Tonkin. Right. 80 his innings guy. I think he pitched 82, 83 innings last year. So a little bit of long relief there, which we know we're going to need. So they have it down. They have it down to Rodriguez's favorite, Sean Reed Foley, and Johan Ramirez. And I'll admit that Johan Ramirez, I have not seen him pitch in the spring. Has anybody? I haven't.
I have not.
I don't have the ability to. I just watch highlights.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't watched him. But I mean, you know, Sean Reed Foley's an ex-Met. He's throwing 96 again. So
I like Sean Reed Foley. I know he's had some downs, but I believe in his ups. I think he can.
Listen,
as long as he's not an intricate part of our bullpen, he's more of a depth person in the bullpen. I think he can be extremely valuable.
So you think that about Drew Smith too, right?
I did. I'm not sure.
Please don't say that.
I did last year. If we were having a show 1 year ago, I would say yes, but I lost my
faith. Thursday. All right. So obviously we still have another few weeks to go here. We'll see what happens, but you know, the leading into the Mets' first round of cuts, no surprises. Really all the young kids that need some more cooking down there. Some are a little bit more seasoned, more ready than others. But Rodriguez, I don't think there was any surprises there. I figured all those guys were going to start in the minor leagues. It's no chance. Okay. I mean, and we see what happens. But any thoughts on that? All these cuts. I know producer Joe was very upset.
He was a little bit upset, but you know what? Send the rookies down.
Emotional damage.
See, there it is. That's but to be honest, that's from years of being a Mets fan. So you know what? I got to give him a little slack on that because he has been abused, used and abused and put away wet, as they say, as a Mets fan for all these years. But you're trying to build a team for the future and for the now. So you got to send the rookies down to play. They're not going to play at the major league level. There will be injuries. So I'm sure a few of them will see some innings this year with the club. Especially a pitcher. I'm expecting at least one or two pitchers to be coming up, especially the young guys to get a couple of starts. So with Tylor McGill being in the starting lineup. Yeah, exactly. So you got to send the young guys down, let them play, see what they do in the AAA, because that's one step below the majors. And if they do that 300 average and 20 home runs and 90 RBIs or, you know, 2.9 ERA, you want these guys to be ready for the majors and not be afraid. Come in hanging and banging, man. So,
yeah,
I'm good with that.
Larry's, I think you're on the same page here too, but weigh in here, these Acuñas and the Jets and these guys, just they need to be down there chilling a little bit.
Yeah, Acuña, right, there's a lot of hope, but hope don't win ball games. So yeah, it's good. Let them get down, let them get some experience and training, and get at bats. and some reps in the field, because he won't get that on the Mets team. You can't take a kid who has potential and just isolate them to the bench and put them in specialty situations. It just don't work.
You mean like they did to Vientos last year in favor of Vogelback?
Those kind of roles are for veterans who can still play, but they're at the twilight of their career, you know, not for...
Yeah, they can handle the one-on, one-off, two games here, you know, three games here on the bench.
Stepping in a big situation, not panic.
Terzio calls him Drew Shits Rodriguez. Rodriguez likes that nickname. There it is. But he says he needs to get the hell out. Terzio, did that happen just now? When was the last time you saw two guys get thrown out trying to steal second base with Ottavino on the mound? There ain't no way. There is zero way. If then
Ottavino.
Yeah.
Ottavino can't even bend.
Did Alvarez throw from his knees?
Yeah. From the knees. There ain't no way. For a real Terzio, was it Alvarez? Who was running Vogelback?
Wow.
Salute. What's happening? Salute. Coughing. You okay?
I've been
the Heimlich.
Yeah, I'm dealing with.
Yeah, do the Heimlich from here.
Hey. We were having a staff meeting a long time ago at a place, and somebody was choking, and Brian Hom sucks, says, "I know the Heimlich." This person who is choking decided to get the words out, "Don't touch me," instead of getting the Heimlich for Brian Hom.
Wow.
All right. So Alvarez nailed both of them. Look at that shit.
Because Brian Hom sucks.
Has anybody heard from Brian Hom? Totally off subject, but
I see him almost every day.
Oh,
poor you.
He's like a walking smile that you want to kick in the balls.
Rub his head for me and say, "Let's go Phillies."
No, let's not and say I did. I don't care what you do. I'm not touching him.
I wouldn't either. In injury news here, let's get to some of that. We know about Senga. Senga is looking like a May return. You know, we'll see what goes on there, but take your time. Don't deal with any
All-Star break.
Like a DeGrom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't say that. Back in the All-Star
break. My ex-wife said she can do the Heimlich, but from the front.
Bam!
I like
Terzio is more. Back, so,
you
know, dude.
You got to give credit where it's due.
Wow.
That was his first good
one. That was an in-season.
I give him this for that.
You blow in and it comes out.
Well,
so, yeah, Senga maybe May, right? Because rehab, that may go into, for me, May means after All-Star game. Okay.
Okay, well, yes, every injury with the Mets that happens before the season started in spring.
Hey, if it's like 2015, I'll take it, but you know, we'll see.
All right, so some other guys, McNeil has not started swinging a bat yet because he had a little bit of bicep issue.
Why? Because he's bulking up, maybe. Oh,
hold on, no. I'm gonna right.
No, yeah. No,
Rodriguez. I thought of you as soon as I saw the injury. I was like,
oh,
freaking Rodriguez nailed it, and I don't hate that. You got it right. I just hate that you are right. Because
wait, but it was just soreness.
I hate
in
both
the,
reasons.
It was just soreness. It wasn't like a. We'll see. All-star break.
Go play some golf. Get ready for the season. Go play golf. Go play night.
No, he's gonna play. McNeil's gonna play tomorrow. He's just gonna be the opposite of DH.
He's gonna be in
the field only.
He's on the bench.
My heart from the Mets constantly doing this to it. Bang, 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 bang. That's what's sore.
He's going to play second base. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's going to do what? He's going to be sore. I'm strong right, McNeil now because I can swing a golf club and I got muscles and I'll be out for the rest of the year. Like the rest of the fucking Mets.
All-star break. The whole year, huh?
He's playing tomorrow, but Keith has got him out for the whole year.
I'm done.
He's going to have a setback
I'm
tomorrow.
Syndergaard flashbacks.
Come on. Honestly, man, all right. Honestly, that dude is pissing me off.
Who? All right,
Neil. He's pissing me off.
Before you get all upset, why? Oh. Why?
We need. We may need to trade. We may need to trade him. You know, bring up Acuna and trade him. I think I'm done. I think Keith, trade him.
Well, we're already trading Alonso and Cubs, so you might as well package them.
Somebody said help.
Get a bag full of muscles. That probably won't work out.
I can lift 25-pound barbells. Oh,
Joey Gallo? Where's Joey Gallo? He's with the Nats now?
He's with the Nationals.
Times up, two strikeouts. All right.
It's not Joey Gallo. It's Joey Callow.
Like Joey he's supposed Gallo to.
Dead. Joey K. Gallo.
All I'm hearing is a name that doesn't deserve to be in the major leagues.
Joey Gallo's dead. It's Joey Callow.
Wow. There's a lot of players that don't deserve to be there.
That's right. And that's for us to judge. All right. Who else is doing some things out there? Is Joey Lucchese. He's throwing. Everybody says it differently.
All he does is throw. What's the news about that? Okay. You respect his name based on how well he throws that game?
Yes.
I'm with you.
All right.
How are you supposed to say it, Farachi? How are you supposed to say that name? Lucchese or Lucchese?
I feel like...
Oh, you don't need to feel anything. Producer Joe, look it up. Gee, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel.
You asked me the question.
I think it depends on the person. Like
Joey the Blowy, says Terzio. But it's not that. It's not that. You know, he pitched one inning in minor league game on Thursday. Was it last Thursday? Where's this article from? That's from today. So that was today. The rain came down. They pulled him. Obviously, that they do that even the regular season. But then he went back out and he threw another simulated inning. So he looks to be doing well. He pitched well down the stretch before he got hurt. Obviously, Max Kranick, he of the hamstring issue. He had hoped to get that fifth starter spot, but it ain't gonna happen. He's going to open up the year on the IL. Starling Marte, they deem him as fully healthy player, as well as Edwin Diaz. There's no limitations there on either. So both of those guys ready to go. And then
Dave Peterson on the 60 ADL.
That one and Mauricio on the 60
ADL. Really sharp. Look really sharp.
Let's go, baby.
Dude, this gets me excited. I don't want to be excited about this team.
Marte has been looking like a 20-30 kind of guy. Oh. 20 homers, 30 still on bases.
He's looking fast again, man, and strong.
You know what? I'm not excited about this team, Rodriguez. Not like, oh, we're going to win something, but I'm excited in the sense that I feel like I can watch the game and have some hope. Because last year, it just went downhill so fast and so hard. It was really, really hard at being a Met fan last year. And I think this year we have a little more hope, you know. It's hard with the early injuries, Senga, and so on. But listen, if we're competitive and we're competing for a wild card spot this year, I'm happy. That's where my expectations are.
I think, guys, that's where we're going to be at. We're going to be a competitive team. You know, hanging around 500 most of the year, maybe get on a couple of streaks, hopefully, and bring that up by 10, by 15 games. But I think we're a 500 club that could do some damage in the playoffs if we get to it. So, you know, at the moment, Senga may make us 10 games better, right? And having Marte back, you know.
Senga's a solid number two, number one on our team.
The lineup seems. The lineup can hit. On paper, it can hit. Right. You, Nimmo and McNeil and Pete and Lindor and Alvarez
and Marte.
Marte, who am I missing out there?
You're missing Batty and Vientos, and you're missing the young guys. But you know they have to prove it this year. This is breaker year. Make a break for them, I think, on this squad, because there's not a lot of time to waste as a Met in New York. You have to be ready to play within the first 2 years of your life, your baseball life. Otherwise,
welcome back.
Actually, I watched an episode of that the other day. It was hysterical. It's actually still a funny show. But, and I know this is completely off subject, but we'll make it quick if that's okay, Rachi. So I was just thinking what you just
Nino's
said.
Back.
The lineup. Everybody's focusing on pitching. I'm still a little worried about the second half of our lineup. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely concerned with Batty and Vientos. So that kind of leads into what I was going to ask is any change in heart or on your mind about signing JD Davis?
Like, JD Martinez? You mean JD Martinez?
Yeah.
I don't want him on the team, dude. He doesn't want to be he hasn't wanted to be a Met. You've seen that in the news. I keep saying that. If you don't want to be in New York and you don't want to play for my team, you know, maybe you can't handle New York. Maybe you can't handle being a Met. You know, I don't want you on the team. What's he going to do so much better? Let's say that he's 36 now. Why? 36, 37? 36. He's on his decline, let's just say. Is he going to be that much better than Vientos? According to what they projected, they're within a couple of home runs of each other. They're within 5 points in the batting average and within 5 runs in RBIs. They're basically almost the same player, and Vientos is on the upswing. This is his he's starting out as a rookie, and they're expecting him to hit 20 home runs and stuff. And Martinez is only expected to hit about 22, 23 home runs this year. So why would you spend $15 million a year for a couple of years?
It'll be a one-year deal.
Maybe he asked for two. Who knows? I'm hoping they don't give him any year deal. Put Vientos in there. Let him play the season, man. We're not going to the World Series this year. I'm sorry to tell Met fans, but I don't expect the World Series.
You shouldn't expect right. But Arizona, I'm sure they expected it 100%. That they were going to be
either the Texas, yeah, but no. I mean
exactly.
Right. So and if we get there, fine. Right. We get there, fine. But, you know, let the young guys play. That's what you're doing. You're trying to build a franchise. Totally agree. You're not trying to build a team for 1 year. You're trying to build a franchise. You build it by letting the young guys develop.
I think a JD Martinez would be – now I'll throw out JD Davis, JD Martinez.
Martinez, you got him doing
it. Like a Cespedes kind of signing, you know, like or trade. Like, end of year, we're making that last push. We just need a bat in the lineup. Right. He's somebody you go grab. But, like, to go start a season, we have a lot of prospects, and we actually assigned ourselves – and when I say we assigned ourselves, I mean Mets management to we're going to do the best we can this year, but we're not hopeful. We're building for a couple of years down the line. JD Martinez don't fit that mold. Vientos does.
So let me ask you guys a question. Vientos, it's the middle to late May, and he's hitting 207. He's got 4 home runs, and he's got 9 RBI. Who comes in for him? JD Martinez, I'm going to say, is off the board at that point. But who's the backup? What's the backup plan for Vientos?
Oh, you got a couple of young. You got Acuna. You got Drew Gilbert.
You need backup plans for Beatty and Jet.
Well, you got Jet. You got Gilbert. You got Acuna. You have backup. That's why you got all these number one picks. You got the second, third, and fourth pick.
It's going to come down to whichever one of our people in AAA and maybe even AA, right? Because they even say AA is more competitive than AAA.
Yeah. It's not a love fest with Vientos, guys. At least I don't think so. I'm like you're.
Oh no! I'm just thinking about options. So, I'm just.
Well, option would be for me. If I was running the franchise, option for me is to bring the minor league guys up. And
whoever's earning it, right, Rodriguez?
Exactly. Whoever's hot, whoever's on fire, whoever's having a good year, that's the promotion that you get.
Frank Terzio's ex-wife.
If she's having a good year.
Cowboat.
Then bring her up or bring her down. However you want to bring her, up or down. It's up to you.
Just bring her.
Edwin, what's up?
Terzio says, ex-wife could be the backup plan. So if you do that, and you're talking about building the franchise and for the future, using up minor league options at that point.
You got to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to look at it as not an option, and you worry about that later down the line. You're trying to get a guy to play. and whether he play, if he comes to the majors and he can handle the majors, because at the end of the day, it's almost a crapshoot all the time. The guys are talented as all heck. Kelenic, he's been bouncing around like crazy. You know, we've had guys like that, and things happen. So sometimes a 50s round draft pick, like or a really late draft pick, like a Piazza, who was a really late draft pick, but he ended up being the greatest catcher in Mets history without a World Series ring. So you get that type of stuff. So you forget the options. Bring the kid up that deserves it. Keith said it. If the guy's having a good year in the minors and it's the all-star break and Vientos has 4 home runs and 30 RBIs, like you just said, bring the rookie that's playing well. Bring him up. Why not? Vientos, come down, figure yourself out. You're still young enough to be in play for the next year, you know, or for the season, because you can go into the minors and next thing you know, 2 or 3 days later, he's on a hitting streak and he's hitting bombs. Stuff like that happens all the time.
But let's face it, the Mets right now are really looking at what their future is going to look like this year. And if they can make the future now,
why are there rumors about JD Martinez? There's got to be they're looking at him.
But you got to be careful too, Frosch, because a lot of agents can start those rumors to bring heat and make it hot and make his
All right. So I personally think Vientos is not going to come close to anything that JD Martinez can do this year. JD Martinez, 33 home runs, 103 RBIs last year.
I would guess not as well. But I would rather, since we're in that kind of limbo phase right now, I would rather invest in our future talent instead of an older veteran player. But
But we're not going to get him. He's not going to sign a contract with a team now that sucks. That's going to be in a position to trade him later. I don't think the odds are not good.
Teams that are in a position to win now suck in August. So you never know. But you're right.
Like us. My worry is, I think somebody mentioned it, is that Vientos does not do well, and then we get stuck with Luke Voit at DH.
No.
Because the business aspect of this, you're not bringing Acuña up, even if Acuña has 25 home runs by the All-Star break. It's always the All-Star break. You're not bringing him up because you're going to use one of his options. 25 is extreme. They might bring him up then. But that's
Sergio would love this, but in that particular situation, we also have Tomas Needham.
Oh, Tomas Needham can fill in admirably at the DH spot. Terzio says JD Martinez is the second coming of Joey Gallo. Okay. Cowbell and wants him. JD and Isaac said exactly, Steve. Yeah, we're going to wind up Luke Voit in there. Terzio says, what's his name?
What are you talking about? Luke Voit?
See, Terzio said Fujinami. Really quick, 1, 2, 3. Mount Fujimara.
Mount Fuji. Perfect.
Mount Fuji. All right. Let's talk a little bit about our quite often before this year disrespected shortstop. Talk about Francisco Lindor a little bit.
With the brains outside his head.
I started this is very interesting on Baseball Reference, started going through the similarity scores. So they compare different players from different eras. It could be and it's just interesting to kind of see what the actual similarity scores and the batters are for Francisco Lindor. One of them is Xander Bogaerts, who is insanely good. One of them is Cal Ripken Jr. Hanley Ramirez from back in the day. Gary Carter is also a comp as far as similarity with home run totals, RBI. It's not all told. But you also see like guys like Travis Fryman, Alan Trammell from back in the day. Similar batters also include Troy Tulowitzki, who was elite.
Remember how much we wanted him?
Always, yes. Yeah. He was elite, and then but always.
And you wanted him on the team too.
Yeah, he went to Toronto.
Marcus Semien, who we know what that man can do. So you know who else on the very bottom of this list is Dan Ugla. Weird number.
Dude, Dan Ugla was a beast for a minute.
Yeah, but I said stupid Marlins announcer, and his name is Dan Ugla. Shut up.
He was an ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, and he sucked at defense.
He did suck at second.
Not well. Bohan says Hall of Fame pace. I don't disagree. Especially you add in his fielding, but just I mean his hitting at this point, 9 years in, he's got 1,300 hits. He's got over 200 home runs. He's got nearly seven pace on track.
On track. Yeah, you're right. I'll take that back. But yeah,
a couple of really good years, he can get to 3,000. And to me, that's automatic for me as a shortstop with the defense and everything else.
A bell rang. Bohan says 2,500 hits is the new 3,000. Lindor gets hated on because he makes $341 million doesn't hit like Seager, but he's far superior defense and durable. Actually, last year, he overall defense, hitting, everything, Lindor exceeded Seager by some.
And he's Puerto Rican.
And that's puts it over the top. But I mean, he's got the numbers are looking great. So far, again, 9 years in, two game average is 274, 2890 out of your shortstop. Last year, 254, 31 home runs, 98 RBI, 31 stolen bases, and a clear leader on the team. We're playing a nice play tonight. So I give it all to you. Rodriguez, your thoughts on Lindor potentially going to the Hall of Fame pace. And then we'll get to Larry's.
Just last year's stats tell you that he's on a Hall of Fame pace. If he's a 30-30 man for the next 3 or 4 years, playing shortstop, gold glove caliber defense in New York, I mean, that automatically puts you in the Hall of Fame in my book, because this is pressure. If you can perform under this pressure, you're good. I know. That bothers me. And that bothered me too. 254 is the low average. However, so just like 2,500 is the new 3,000, 254 is the new 280. So that's how I feel. I do feel that I'm lying. I'm like totally lying, people. I
that was what?
People hit
that
254. Was from, I need a 300 hitter
this morning.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Did I miss something? Oh, the fart noise?
He had a toilet paper issue this morning. Really quick, Terzio, definitely a Hall of Famer on pace. Terzio, Isaac says yes. Bohan, does anybody really think Danzy Swanson has a better glove? I don't think so. Not on this podcast. Not first ballot, Terzio. All right, that's okay.
That's fair. I was gonna say that third ballot, maybe second, third ballot.
He's gonna be a top five. He's been a top five shortstop since 2015. So he's 9 years into being a top five shortstop every single year.
So you're looking at about 6 years left of being a top.
The last 2 years, he was ninth in MVP voting. He's never won MVP, but he's been in the top 15 one, two, three, four, five, six times in his 9 years. Top 15 MVP voting.
He's a stud, bro. He's a player.
Jump in right there on that. Mm-hmm.
Jump on it.
Amazing myself. So yeah, if I could jump in on that MVP piece. So I think a lot of the reason why he hasn't been higher in MVP voting, because he deserves to be, is his maturity. And I would say, like, as a Met fan, if you really watch in his last 2 years, he has matured into like a really great leader on the team. You know, he had some issues coming in. He learned from them. He grew from them. But even during those times, you know, if you watch, he's constantly guiding his teammates, working with his teammates, inputting information into them and receiving information from them, which a leader does, right? His stats, definitely he's on a trajectory to the Hall of Fame. I am a big fan of Lindor. Has he annoyed me with some of his antics? Yes.
We blame that on bias.
His maturity and his growth has made me really appreciative of him, and really enjoy watching him on the field and understanding more how he approaches the game. He is kind of like he's in a way in his leadership level. He's a Jose Reyes mixed with David Wright. He has the maturity now of David Wright, and he has the energy of Jose Reyes. And he goes out to the field with such an approach that it's exciting to watch him play, even when he's at the plate. You know, and I've mentioned this, I think, last week or the week before. He'll strike out, right? And nobody likes to watch, you know, your team strike out. But on his way back, he'll whisper into the next batter's ears, explaining what he saw, how he saw, maybe a pitch tip. Watch out for this. That's a true leader. And this guy should be the captain of our team within the next year or so. And furthermore, I think for me, as I've watched baseball all my life, really you watch the prime of somebody's career between like maybe 28, 29 years old to 34, 35 years old. And he's in that prime right now. And I would really like to see the Mets capture that and win a championship under his leadership within the next year or two. You know, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of things going on. That's a whole other conversation with free agency next year. But I really, bottom line is, I super enjoy watching him play. And I definitely think he has a Hall of Fame trajectory under his belt. The way
he's playing. Bohan, you see, Keith, you talked too long. I couldn't get the joke in. Pete's going to Cuba and be in the national team.
I was passionate about the brains over his head guy, you know.
Bohan, I don't know if you saw Laris's little, what do you call that, subtext under his name before? Pete going to Chicago, man. So Bohan is with you on that. Hey, Chicago.
He's out of Chicago. Hey, we're in Chicago.
How does that surprise you? How does that surprise you?
Way of Cuba. Mr. Producer Joe, you want to weigh in on this? The Lindor Hall of Fame trajectory,
absolutely, yes. He's found his groove. He continues for you piece of shit. I'm talking for 5 seconds.
Emotional damage.
I'm gonna spit out my water, guys.
Joe, you're the producer. Mute them. I love you, bro. I'm hearing
everything. What do you mean, them? I didn't do nothing.
No, wow. Yeah, you know what?
Here, wow. Now we know. Now we know.
Now we know nothing. So,
take Rossi out too. Let's go.
Wait, now Rodriguez is not gonna be able to hear us, probably.
He's on the trajectory. He's
didn't on, do oh, okay.
Hang on.
The trajectory wow. For what?
Let me just say that, Keith, you're like a rat. You're snitching on us. Now I know you. I know you now.
I didn't even do nothing. I was in
that. Wait, I'm a rat.
Get rid of them. Mute them.
Yeah, I love you.
What was that? He's like, damn.
Hey, but you know, listen, we're advancing. Rodriguez, you left and came back, and you can still hear us.
Right. Can you believe that? Looks like producer Joe's finally getting the hang of this.
It's much better than last week's episode. My apologies for my.
I love this.
All right, so I think we've come to a wrap.
No, we didn't hear what producer Josh say about Lindor.
He has the last 2 years. He's in a groove. If he were to continue it. For, yeah, like you said, 6 more years, he's absolutely on.
Rodriguez parted.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
I'm done.
I'm still hearing you, Joe. Don't worry about them.
Uh, All right. Terzio mentioned the Rangers dude who loves to fight. That's Rempe.
Rempe.
Is it Rempe?
Are we talking hockey?
Rempire State Building, baby. Yeah, he beat some. He beat the shit out of some people. First game and everything. All right. So I think we've covered who's older, Bob Barker or Joe Biden?
Bob Barker's dead.
How old was with what he's in a he's in the same question. He's in the next plot from Warner Wolf. How old is Bob
he's
Barker?
He's signs down like Warner Wolf right now and having ice cream. Who cares?
Aren't they both dead? And yeah, what? Yeah, who cares?
No, Biden's not dead.
No,
not Biden. Barker. Did I say Biden? Barker. I don't think I did.
He
was 99.
You said, aren't they both dead? He mentioned, but I know.
That's got Zella?
What was that shit? And, Keith, Bob, you didn't hear that?
You didn't hear that?
Like a. It's a weird alien situation.
But just you're breathing?
That was the sound of death while Steve was talking about death.
The sound of death.
I thought it was the sound of silence.
Of silence.
Okay, now we know. It's a little scary now, yeah.
Oh, that's
sure.
All right.
Yeah. Well,
all right, let's
creepy whoosh. There you go. It is. It's
creepy whoosh.
Look, I'm talking and Steve's awake.
Oh. All right. Let's get a little round robin on the way out of here. I think we've covered everything that we talked about that we were gonna cover. I'm gonna bring something up on the way out. Keith, what you got on the way out here?
I'm just going to resort back to my old sign Pete already, hurry up. And, hurry up and sign him. Let's go. We don't want him on the Cubs because that's where he's going to end up.
That's killing him, you know. You know, Farachi is killing him that Pete is not signed. He's talking real calm and trying to be Mr. Nonchalant. But inside his heart, he's going to lose his mind.
He even said, like last week, we said that these guys should be co-captains. But he even said Lindor should be the captain within the next year or two earlier.
I think Lindor would be a better captain, but I think Pete can be a good co-captain.
He's trying to break up. He's trying to break up with his girlfriend before she breaks up with him. That's what he's doing.
if he leaves free agency, like... That's Rodriguez. You think Rodriguez is pissed about DeGrom? We're gonna have to give Laris a 30-minute.
I'm actually grateful that we got rid of DeGrom because look at the mess they're in right now.
Same.
Anyway,
Rodriguez asked me if I was bothered. I said no. Because imagine we would have Jacob DeGrom right now. Jacob DeGrom. Hey, let's have Jacob DeGrom, Max Scherzer, and Justin Verlander.
That's what bothers me. The traitor part.
You know
I'm happy he's gone. You're right.
Every time you say his name, it's an automatic trigger. Every time.
Who's DeGrom?
Traitor! DeGrom, Verlander, and Scherzer are gone.
The best part of the news that went that got released was that it was Howie. Howie put out the tweet saying that these guys were all going to start on the IL.
Put it in the books. He's right.
Boom, baby. So, all right, Keith, finish up your talk.
Signed Pete already. I'm gonna say that constantly every week till it's done. And you know, let's go Mets. I think we have a
long year
that can potentially make some waves this year. So I'm just
make waves, baby. All right, Rodriguez, what you got?
Let's get out of spring training healthy. Okay, let's not do any bench curls. Let's not fall in any pig holes. Let's not do anything too stupid and start the season off with everybody healthy.
Let's not go full blown Mets right away.
Watch the videotape of
Let's wait until May.
Watch this videotapes of Syndergaard and Harvey working out. For ideas of what not to do.
Exactly. By the way, producer Joe had taken a day this week to go see the Mets. So we will have a report for you for next week's show on the Mets.
When? It's already Thursday. Going to
we'll be there Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
I'll be there Sunday.
And I have a family day. I don't know why I did this, but a family day. My whole family. We're going
family day. That means it's not a family day.
That means it's not a family day.
Well, it means I'm probably going to be drinking. But,
wait. One of your favorite shows ever, there's somebody who says, when people do this, I don't know what it means.
It's true. I hate air quotes, and I did it myself, so I hate myself today. I have a family day towards the end of spring. We're going up there, and I will be reporting back and taking video and stuff like that as well.
That'll
be fun to watch the drunk.
I won't be drunk. I'll be too drunk.
There.
So I'll behave, but yeah.
Sergio says, make sure that Tomas Nito is not in the report.
Oh, no, bro.
Take a picture of him. No. Don't do a video of him. Don't even look at him.
I'm going to see if I can get an interview with him.
Oh, look, Christopher saw your fake stepdad. Yes.
So we appreciate that. And so we have actually been in contact with Hojo on Twitter and almost... It almost happened a couple of years ago. Maybe I'll reach out again, see if he'll answer.
Play your daddy card.
Dad? Question mark.
Dad, you never do anything for me.
I just stomp out of the room.
I have mama for
emotional damage. Hey,
I just tell him it's career day. Come on, it's career day on the show. Dad, come and talk about it.
There it is.
Oh man. All right, producer Joe, what you got on the way out?
Yeah, man. Let's just stay healthy. You know, our guys look good. I think we had 88 wins in this team. I think we're going to overperform. I think we're going to have good chemistry this year. It feels better than it did with the washed rags last year. you know, it was always like a downer, even during spring training. It was like, oh, man, here we go again with the pitching staff. So, you know, we're going to get Sanger back relatively quickly. I think, you know, there's a lot of reason for optimism. You know, frigate, let's go Mets. LFGM.
Best catcher in
Mets history.
We're the World Series.
Ever. We're the World Series. Ever in life. All right. Well, from Joe's mouth to baseball God's ears. Yeah. Bohan. All right. Well, I did see, like Terzo said, 84, 86 wins. We'll get to that the show right before the season starts. We'll get into our predictions and whatnot. But I echo everybody's sentiments here. Sign Pete. Let's go, man. Sign that man. Let him have just another monster season. Get him and Lindor the two C's on their jersey. And most importantly, let's get the hell up out of the spring training. Healthy and intact. Just let's do it, man. And what producer Joe said also, he thinks we're gonna overachieve, and that's typically not what the Mets do. They typically, this year they're gonna run roughshod over the come get us, you know, remember? You know, so now they're projecting what, 82 wins for us? We'll see.
That Darling,
who was that? Darling and
2/3 of our booth.
Oh,
the captain and Ronnie.
Where's Gary? Playing first.
Gary
who's
Carter?
First? Sorry.
Stop.
Where would he play?
The perfect spot for that Gary Cohen clip. You said, "Hey Joe, let's play this on the show."
But Terzio's got a signing both 10-345 for Pete. I don't know if it's 345 for Pete. That's high, I think. And 8 years? All right, we'll see. And Soto, that's also in the news. Soto answered a bunch of questions about the Mets rumors already. I don't mind it. I just I'm happy that that's what they're talking about over there. That's what they're talking about over there. He plays for the Yankees, and they're talking about a one and done.
Let me tell you something. Still in charge of the Mets. Still in charge of the Mets.
Who?
Still in charge of the Yankees. That just because he said that would drive the price through the roof. This current management, maybe not so much. But if Georgie Steinbrenner was still in there, he would probably drop down 700 right up the top.
He'd sign him. he's signed him for 10 years right out of spring training. He would never let the Mets take him away.
No, he wouldn't.
Never happen.
Because that's what made his blood boil. He would rather beat the Mets. Remember all that stuff and like the
when he signed Strawberry started. And all, you know.
He loved that they won a title there. Screw you, George. All right, let's get the hell up on out of here. Terzio, final remark says and $2 an hour for Daniel Vogelbach selling hamburgers. Canadian, right? Because he plays for the Blue Jays now. Shareholders,
he can't sell hamburgers. He eats all the profit.
Like Bluto. All right, let's go up on out of here. We'll keep you updated on everything that's going on in the world of the Mets. These guys are going to the game on Sunday, so we'll get some good footage out of them, and then we'll be back here next week. We'll talk about what's going on. Maybe we get a little bit more clarity on the bullpen situation and see what some of these kids can do over the next week or so. But until then, let's get up on ahead of here. Let's go, Mets. Peace
out. Let's go, Mets.
I like this.
Chair. Jump on it.